Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. There's big doings in Owensboro tomorrow and treasurer of Grain Day there, Anita Fuquay, has the lowdown on a 40th anniversary and a birthday of sorts, all in one.
Owensboro is very proud of our new Owensboro Convention Center. It's located downtown right on the river. And this has been several years in the making, and the Ag Expo is very excited to be the first event to be held there. So we will be their opening day celebration, and we invite everybody to come out and see what Owensboro has to offer now down on the river.
40 years ago, local extension agent Tom Kurtzinger and others put together the first Grain Day. It evolved into the Ag Expo. Fuquay assured me she just joined the planning committee of the Grain Day Fund more recently.
I've been around for about 10 years now, but we still have some charter members from 40 years ago that are still active with us on the committee and help us plan each yearly event.
There's an excellent lineup of educational presentations and a trade show they couldn't have imagined 40 years ago.
Yes, we are going to have 80 vendors come join us in a trade show type area, and they will be available throughout the day to meet with everyone. There will be breaks in between our classroom events, and everyone is welcome to come visit with those sponsors.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
This is an important message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Home fires are a threat after a natural disaster, and fire trucks may have trouble getting to your home. If the power is out, use flashlights or other battery-powered lights if possible, instead of candles. If you must use them, place candles in safe holders away from anything that could catch fire. Never leave a burning candle unattended. To learn more, call the CDC at 800-CDC-INFO.
Hundreds of farmers from multiple counties, Kentucky's and Indiana's, will be in for tomorrow's Ag Expo in Owensboro. As Grain Day Fund Treasurer Anita Fuquay pointed out, the trade show alone is worth a visit, and there's plenty more.
There will be multiple opportunities to meet in a classroom-type setting with speakers throughout the nation that we get to bring in, and they'll be talking about a variety of topics, current in farming, and looking to the future.
She says some will come for the trade show, some for the classes, or just to check out the new convention center.
Anyone can come in and visit with us. There is a limited number of tickets available for lunch. Lunch can be included. Tickets will be handed out, I believe, until 10:30. So those are on a first-come, first-served basis for the lunch. But other than that, it is open to the public.
Ag Expo entry is free. They're expecting 700 to 800. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.